practice and good operating procedure, and provide a platform for amateur radio fellowship and camaraderie. We meet every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here on the 147.06 repeater in Salem, Connecticut. The W1DX repeater, remember the PL tone for the machine is 156.7. Let me reset. When checking into the net, we ask that you follow the basic procedure to eliminate any confusion and doubling where possible, and that is to key your mic and say, "This is," and then unkey, make sure nobody else is trying to transmit at the same time you are. When you're pretty comfortable that the air is clear, go ahead and key up, give your call sign slowly. That will help this old net control, who just woke up from his nap, by the way. And your name and location, if you care to. And when checking in, if you want to list any questions that you have for the net, that would be fine. And there will be periodic calls for check-ins throughout the net. After we've taken the initial check-ins, we'll go through the list of stations and see if anybody has specific questions or topics they would like to delve into tonight. The net is basically in three portions. The first portion, consisting of the bulk of the net, is the open or open topic portion of the net, and that's where we list questions. You folks list questions primarily, and we try and get you some answers. The second part of the net is for announcements and bulletins pertaining to upcoming events, other activities, and information of interest to the amateur community. And the third part of the net is a swap section if you have amateur gear you want to get rid of or you're looking to obtain, or swap or trade or what have you. And that's basically it. So I think we're about to get started. Again, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Tips Net. You do not need to be a member of the Tri-City Club or any other amateur organization, for that matter. All licensed amateurs are welcome on the net, even if you just want to pop in and say hi and you don't have a question or a topic on your mind. And those who don't want to check in are certainly welcome to listen. The net usually runs about an hour or less. All right, KA6PDG is your net control. My name is Kevin, and let's go ahead and get started with check-ins this evening. I'm not going to stand by for any stations who would like to check into the TIPS net. Please come slowly with your call sign and indicate if you have a question tonight.
Here is Kilo 1, Echo Victor, Bill and Mystic. No questions this evening, Kevin. Good evening.
This is Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango. Good evening, Dave and Preston. No questions at this time.
That's a pretty nice initial call-up. Here are the stations that I copied. K1EV Bill, good evening. K1DCT Dave. K6 J0JEB. Hi, Josh. We got Steve in here, W1SVC. And finally, Tim, KC1TWR, who has a question about 2-meter antennas. And if your question is yours working? It is. But I have a feeling that's not your question. Stand by, Tim. We'll get to you in just a minute or two here. Additional stations for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet. All are welcome. Please come at this time. Guess I'm caught up for the moment. I think we'll go through the stations in the order in which everybody checked in to see, just say good evening to everybody, and if there's anything you want to mention. And then we'll get down to Tim here, who does have a question, and then we'll have something to work on. So let's start with K1EV. Bill, how are you doing this evening? Thanks for taking the time to be on the net. Anything exciting going on in the world of amateur radio for you?
K6PDG, K1EV. Good evening, Kevin, and folks on the net. Exciting going on. I just started, as I think Josh is aware, just started dabbling in DMR. Picked up a mobile radio, and have been working to get it programmed correctly and make some contacts. Thus far, I've had a conversation with Chuck NA1CN, and I've heard some folks, so just starting to get the feel for it. That's about it for amateur radio news, other than having a good time at the holiday party up at River Ridge last week. KA6PDG, K1EV, back to you.
All right, very good, Bill. Dabbling in DMR. That sounds like a lot of fun, sounds like a challenge, and perhaps in the coming weeks you'll have lots of questions and be able to share some of the stuff you're learning. And indeed, the holiday party was a hoot. I'm sure glad I was able to be there. It was a lot of fun, and the food was good. Thank you, Bill. Stand by. Now let's go to Dave. And just a reminder is to keep that audio up if you can there, Dave. A little bit light, but go right ahead. K1DCT. Anything to say for yourself?
Oh, good evening to all those on the net. Kevin, thanks for picking up the net this week. I'll try and speak up a little here. Maybe I wasn't too close, but I find that if I speak up for myself, sometimes I get in more trouble than I really wanted to. So we'll keep it at that. And anxious to find out what Tim's question is, so I can put my mind back in gear. K1DCT, back to net.
Dave, thank you, and your audio was better there. You know, that's one thing that this net is good for. Kind of gets our minds going, gets us thinking about stuff. Thank you very much. Next on the list is Josh, K0JEB. What's going on for you, Josh?
KA6PDG, K0JEB. Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, everyone else on the net. Glad to hear you on the radio tonight, Kevin. I know you're kind of stuck in a hole down there in Norwich without any repeaters in the local area, so I was wondering if I was going to hear you on here tonight. Let's see. I am very anxious to see how Tim made out. He last week mentioned, and he sent me over a picture with some details on that antenna he was talking about wanting to build. I'm curious as to how he made out. I did take a look at it, and it looks very, very interesting. I just don't have the materials, and with Christmas coming up, I'm kind of busy with other things. So, but I I'm kind of curious because I want to give that antenna a go myself. It looks very compact, where you can hide it in a real small area. Other than that, been messing around with some packet and a little bit of DMR. Having a good week so far. So that's enough for me. KA6PDG, this is K0JB.
WNSVC here in Coventry. Actually, I just got back from a little road trip out to central New York. My son's out there in Mooresville and at a location of 13 plus 100 feet. And I went to go see, you know, the grandson and a whole bunch of other things. Good. We had a good, very good 2 days in the evening and everything and got all that done. But I have in the tree in his yard 17 feet of 12 gauge wire that's very accessible that I usually hook a, might have a quick end fed set up. And I did not bring my rig, my go rig there this weekend, this evening, for that evening, because I usually there's like 4 or 5 feet of snow there by the time I get there, so I didn't bother. But it was absolutely gorgeous weather. So I had an awesome visit and just got in, and it is what it is about the radio thing, but it would have been really cool to get a half hour or so on because it's a quick setup and ready to go. Back to net, W1SVC, and I got no questions.
No questions yet. We know how that works on this net. We sometimes think of questions as the net's going on, and that's fine. Well, glad you had a good trip and made it home safe and sound. Sounds like they're a little behind on their snow cover up there in central New York, but you had a good time, and next time you'll just have to spend twice as much time on the radio when you get hooked up to that antenna that waits there. It probably gets lonely when you're not there to warm it up. All right, Steve, thank you, and good signal tonight as usual. All right, let's pause for check-ins. If you've just tuned across and wondering what this net is all about, it's the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Tips Net, a place to come and get tips about amateur radio. We just began the net a few minutes ago at the top of the hour, so we got plenty of time. Are there any stations who have not yet checked into the net who would like to do so? Whether or not you have a question or anything of interest to the net, if you want to check in and say hi, that's fine too. We'll stand by for additional check-ins, and then we'll pick up Tim. Any stations, come now. Nothing heard. This is KA6PDG, your net control here with a cup of coffee and getting my brain all in gear here because I know Tim's going to have some good stuff. Tim, Josh was asking about an antenna that you shared, I guess, some emails about, and then you have some questions for the net about 2-meter antennas. So take whatever time you need there, Tim. Don't forget to reset the repeater every minute and a half, whatever, and let's see what you got. KC1TWR, hope you're well. KA6PDG in the tip stand.
KA6PDG, KC1TWR. Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure to listen to you as Net Control. And actually, both items are two-meter antennas. The one that Josh was referring to was in the January 2019 QST magazine, which I just received my copy today. But I was online last week, and I saw where there was a... It looks like a cube, and it is a skeleton slot antenna is the words that come to mind. But basically, the antenna, when you get done, is made out of half-inch copper tubing, and it looks to be about a cube, or the outline of a cube, 10-inch by 10-inch by, I think, 9.5 or so. It never got past planning stages. With preparations for my son and his family to visit from Georgia, and my daughter coming up to visit from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that kind of went on the back burner. And also, another thing that occurred, let me reset quick. Another thing that threw us for a loop was that on the weekend, we put a sweet potato in the microwave and set it for about 30 minutes, thinking in 20 minutes it's usually not done enough. And after about 12 minutes of processing time, it started to spew forth smoke in copious quantities and consequently set off two fire alarms in the house. And we had the smell of burned sweet potato in the house up until yesterday when we finally got rid of the microwave and purchased a new one, which it's a shame because the old one was working, just still had the residue of it somewhere in there. So anyhow, all these setbacks meant, Josh, that I was never able to even pick up the supplies to make that. So it's still on my to-do list with the company and all that. I probably won't get to it for a couple of weeks, but definitely of interest. Let me reset. Okay, my question for this evening, and this kind of been a long-term question in my mind, is that I live in basically a from the front, it's a two-story condominium, and upstairs in the top bedroom, I have a quarter-wave ground plane antenna that I made, and I have another one from Chuck, W1FJW, that I've tried using, and I can reach the Groton and the Waterford repeaters no problem, and the window that it's right next to is facing west, but I cannot reach Norwich, which I kind of expect, but I also cannot reach Salem. So, but if I go down like I did tonight, and I step out the front door, walk about 15 feet, I'd say, get in the car, which is down at the ground level, fire it up, and I can hit the Salem repeater or Norwich repeater with no problem. And the antenna I'm using here is a 2-meter, 70-centimeter mag mount antenna on top of the car. Let me reset, and then I'll ask my question. And currently I'm using low power on the mobile unit, so if it's not getting through enough, let me know and I'll boost the power a little bit. But the key is that I'm wondering if part of the difference is that the mag mount is sitting on top of the car, so it's got a really good ground plane, a really good base to work from, whereas the quarter wave ground plane antenna upstairs is just kind of hanging from a plant hook in the ceiling. So I'm wondering if that might affect the gain of it and being able to receive as well as transmit. So open for thoughts and comments on that. Back to KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
All right, very apt question. And a couple of thoughts come to me that may or may not be pertinent, and then we'll open it up, see who has some words of advice there for Tim. I think you're thinking along the lines of the ground plane may be the right rabbit hole to go down. That may very well be an issue. although I think at the end you sort of intimated that it also wasn't receiving all that well. Could be the same type of issue. The other thing that occurred to me as you were talking is that your quarter wave ground plane may have a higher angle of radiation, and that combined with the fact that it doesn't really have any kind of ground plane might make for a problem. I would still sort of think maybe you'd have enough signal to at least chunk the repeater or get into the repeater, even if it wasn't an intelligible signal. But then again, there's so many issues that can be involved with antennas, and I think that's particularly true on VHF. They're very position sensitive, for example. And even moving the antenna, you know, people always say, well, move it 2 meters to the left or to the right. Well, even if you move it a few inches to the left or the right, it's going to make a difference. So that's a few things that come to my mind, but we can deliberate a little bit further. Let's see who has any ideas for Tim and his 2-meter condominium antenna dilemma with the quarter wave ground plane. Sounds like it's hanging from the ceiling or something very similar to that. Anybody want to take a stab at it? Your call sign, please.
K0JB with a comment.
K1DCT with a comment.
K1AV with a comment.
KC1TWR with a comment.
Alright, sounds like we got some ideas. JEB, DCT, and EV. Tim, you said you had an additional comment. I'm going to let you go first because it might impact what the other guys have to say. So what was your additional remark there, Tim?
Thank you, Kevin. And yes, it was for clarification, something that you said. That is correct. Upstairs, I am unable to even receive Norwich or Salem. Occasionally, I can hear a little something from Salem, but that's about it. And I have not been able to conjunct either of those repeaters from upstairs at all, at least to my knowledge. Whereas down here in the car, everything works beautifully. The quarter wave ground plane that I'm using upstairs is a homemade one. It's just using an SO239 connector with the center going straight up and then the four radials coming out bent down at about a 45 degree angle. So that's the other thing, is your comment about the angle of radiation. Could be that it's angled up a little bit too high, and maybe I need to do something with that. Back to KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
I've had some experience with indoor antennas, and you mentioned that it's upstairs, but last week you also mentioned you do have a room in your attic. Sometimes when they put the siding on the house or building, they put a heat barrier in there that has foil on it, particularly if they use the styrofoam heat insulation sheets. It could be a combination of the material they use to insulate the walls, and I would recommend you try taking that quarter wave ground plane and putting it up in the attic space and see if it should give you a lot better results. Also, I wanted to offer, I do have a copper J-pole here, if you wanted to give that a shot. I know it's a completely different design and everything, but I've been using that for packet for a while now, and it's just leaning up against the wall in my computer room here. But if that's an option for you, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to drop it off to you. K0JB.
Thank you, Kevin. This is K1DCT. Very much agree with what Josh said. A lot of times that, insulation, backing, whatever they put on before they put the siding is foil covered. Makes a great insulator and also insulates against radio waves. So yes, moving to the attic might get you beyond some of that. Tim mentioned something about not having enough ground plane. That SO239 ground plane antenna is exactly a perfect ground plane antenna. And as far as the angle of radiation, if you looked at it from the top, it's a perfect circle in theory. If you look at it from the side, you could draw a line from the top of the antenna down to where it meets the ground plane, and that is your angle of radiation. You have the full angle, unlike a 5/8 wave or something that where you get your gain, where it actually squashes down to send it out a little more towards the horizon, which is good in some cases and not good in others. So it depends on your exact situation. So, I mean, outside of maybe getting some sort of gain antenna up in the attic to try it side by side, but I think, and because he can go outside and everything is lovely, then, that kind of answers the question that, where was I going with this? Yeah, it kind of answers the question is, the inside, outside, that if you can sit your car at ground level and do it, then, it's got to be a matter of, and you have a good match to the antenna inside the house, it has to be a matter of placement. Sometimes it's not always up that works. Sometimes down works better. K1DCT.
Absolutely, or side to side. And thanks for the good comments there about the ground plane. You kind of educated me a little bit on that. Very good. And let's get some more ideas from Bill on this K1EV. Pick it up.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you. This is K1EV. Yeah, I was going along the lines similar to what Josh and Dave were saying, that inside might be fraught with attenuation, depending on, as you say, what's the siding like and the insulation, or if they're even using metal studs in the walls. And I was thinking, Tim, if you haven't, one of the things you might try is taking the ground plane outside by your car, put it on the roof, and see if you can hit the repeater with that antenna and figure out if it's an inside issue or an antenna issue. The other thing I noted is that the repeater, I think, from your area is probably more to the north than west, and you might be going through more of the apartment than you realize. And what else? Oh, and I was, the other thing I thought, I have a dual-band antenna, and I think the 2-meter portion is a half-wave, so you might be getting a little more gain out of your car antenna than your quarter-wave ground plane. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think you mentioned you had a tape measure Yagi, and I wonder if you've tried that vertically polarized. Back to you, Kevin, K1EV.
Some very good thoughts. Thank you, Bill. All right, let's go back to Tim and see if any of that was helpful or if it spurred any other questions you might have. We will have another call up for check-ins here in a few minutes, but let's get to Tim first. KC1TWR, KA6PDG, and the TIPS net. Was that useful at all, Tim?
Yes, a lot of good suggestions. Josh, you're right, they redid our siding not that long ago. I know they put styrofoam under the stucco, and it never dawned on me that the styrofoam might have had a foil backing on one side for vapor barrier and what have you, so that very well could be the problem. Oh, golly. good suggestions. Dave, I'm curious, you mentioned about, I know with the quarter-wave ground plane that I built, I'd normally hang the main element straight down and then the radials go down from there, but you mentioned turning it upside down. I had not thought to try that. If that's what you meant, I will give that a try. And Bill, as far as I am going to, that's a great suggestion. I'm going to bring that same quarter wave down to the car and see how that works out. Probably do that tomorrow. Not Friday. It's supposed to rain like the Dickens on Friday. Let me reset real quick. Yeah, so I think I will also, like I said, try the quarter wave down at the car level right now, right where it's sitting, and see how that goes. Yeah, getting to Norwich from my place would be through the other 11 units, so I'm not really expecting to be able to reach that from inside the building. However, Salem, I know, is northwest of here, and I have a pretty good shot coming out the window, and yes, my antenna is not touching the window, but very close to the window, and they're double, two windows side by side with just a thin metal thing in the middle, and that's another thing the windows have are the aluminum frame variety, which may also be impacting things. Great suggestions. I appreciate it. I will work on this on the next couple of days. Back to KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
K1DCT additional. Yeah, I don't know what kind of windows they are, Tim. I imagine they're probably pretty decent. But if they're double pane, they could actually have like argon gas in between the panes. That could actually be attenuating your signal also. K1DCT, back to net.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. That's why I love this net. I always learn something. All right, let's take a pause in the action, as they say on ESPN, and we'll see if anybody's waiting to check in. This is the Tips Net. This is where you come for tips about amateur radio, and we're here every Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock. Is there anybody who's tuned in and would like to check in? Even if you don't have a question or comment, all amateurs are welcome. Your net control is KA6PDG. Do we have any check-ins before we continue with the net? Alrighty. I have a question on my mind, but before I do, is there anything further that anybody has on Tim's question about his 2-meter dilemma? I want to make sure we give plenty of opportunity if anybody's thought of anything that might be helpful or if Tim himself has an additional question on that subject. Call signs, please. I got one here. I don't know if it'll generate any conversation. I was thinking about this the other day, and I thought, well, it might be something to bring up on the tips net. It doesn't have to do necessarily with ham radio. Some would say it doesn't even have to do with radio, but that's not really an accurate statement, because my question is about television. And as we all know, television is just a fancy form of radio. So here's the question. I've heard of a lot of folks, that term is relative, but a lot of folks who have decided to abandon their cable TV or their satellite service that can be very expensive and go back to antenna television. And, of course, I haven't used an antenna television or a television hooked to an antenna in a lot of years. I know some of the channels have moved. Channels that were on VHF frequencies are now on UHF frequencies. I can't remember whether that's 2 to 6 or 7 to 13 or what channels those are. But being here in Norwich, I'm just wondering if anybody here in the We'll call it central or central eastern London County area, or anybody at all, has experimented of late with over-the-air television, commercial television, hooked an antenna up to one of these newer televisions with the new frequencies, and what level of success you're having. Let me reset a second. And I'm thinking of getting rid of this albatross I have in the living room. I thought, well, you know, what if I do want to, you know, have company over and watch television, because I can still receive the audio through the cable. Maybe I'll get a television and put an antenna on the roof for it, assuming they ever finish the work on this building. So, the question is about antenna television. Any thoughts or suggestions in this modern age? Does anybody have anything they'd like to say about that? Your call sign, please.
K0JB with a comment.
K1EV with a comment. K1SVC with a comment.
All right, Josh, Bill, and Steve. Josh, you're first. What you got?
K0JB. I have done that very same thing. I have two TVs in the house. I do have digital cable, but I also have an antenna hooked up on both. And the only station I'm able to get here in Groton is the Ion television network out of, I believe it's New London. Channel 26, digital over analog, so it's like 26-1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One of my TVs, I was very lucky to just take a little bit of 75-ohm coax, about 3 feet long, and put a butterfly piece of aluminum foil on the center conductor and hide it behind the TV, and that one works. The one in the living room, I actually made a double loop antenna. I put a loop on the ground of 75-ohm coax, and then I put a loop off the center conductor and angled it to get the signal from New London, and works out pretty good. I'm too cheap to buy one of those $50 antennas at Walmart, so I did that and it worked fine for me. I'm not sure how it would work at your area. K0JB, back to net.
Yeah, true, and elevation and so forth is going to have something to do with it. I'm sort of in the flat part of Norwich near Norwich Free Academy, and I can't remember what the elevation is here, but I think it's about 50 feet or something like that. Maybe a little more. I've forgotten now. Have to check. Thanks, Josh. That's interesting. So you're not having any luck with New Haven or Hartford or Providence or anything like that. Very interesting. All right, Bill, K1EV, any thoughts from your part of the world?
Yeah, this is K1EV. Yeah, Kevin, I was curious about that myself, and I've got a fairly large collection of aluminum up on the tower. The top of the topmost antennas are about 70 feet up, and we're about 150 or so feet above sea level, so maybe about 220, 2 1/4 for the top antennas. And then I've got antennas that cover 6 meters up to 440. So I had a small TV down here, and I hooked it up and put it in scan mode to see what I could pick up probably about a year ago. I don't know where the notes are I took, but yeah, I was pulling stations from Hartford, and I got New Haven, the New London one too, and then also over in Providence. And it was interesting that it varied depending on which of the four antennas I selected.
but it was kind of fun, and then I put that aside because we do have cable, and it was even better. But I was getting good signal, good pictures, but it'd be hard to put up an equivalent antenna system at your place. But you might be able to get some stations back to you. And I have another question for the group.
A friend of mine in Andover, he's at a pretty high point. He's at least 450 or whatever. He just has a piece of pipe with the old school, TV antenna, the one that everybody used to have, VHF, UHF with the V in the front and all that, and, the rotor and all that stuff. And he gets a lot of channels because I guess they have all the sub-channels and stuff like CBS. So he gets out of Hartford. He gets out of some stuff out of Rhode Island. He doesn't have cable or anything like that. He gets a whole bunch. And I inadvertently noticed that the travel trailer that we got, I threw a TV in, and that came with some kind of it's an amplified digital TV antenna, and it's also, you can rotate it from the inside. You can push it up to the ceiling. Let me reset. I've been in a couple locations in Connecticut, and I just scanned real quick, and I got quite a few stations. A lot of them were like shopping networks and stuff, and like Josh said, you get the Ion networks. They have a whole bunch out there that are really strong. But I am going to work on a tower for some VHF stuff at some point, how that goes. But and I do want to put a digital TV antenna up there and play around with that a little bit, because you can get them on eBay and stuff, and what's the other one there, pretty cheap, for under $40 or something with it. And some of them have like built-in rotors and stuff and their remote control, so there's stuff out there, but I haven't done enough. And I was actually amazed though that the one in my camper, I was just picking stuff up just out of the box. Back in that W1SVC.
Alright, good thoughts. Maybe I'll have to move to Andover. Thank you. Alright, well, that was interesting and helpful. I appreciate it very much. KA6PDG on the tips net. It's about 7:45, so let's see what Steve's, I beg your pardon, let's see what Bill's got for a question, and maybe we can spend a few minutes helping him out, and then we'll jump into the announcements in the swap section. But we got a little time, Bill. I don't want you to feel too rushed. K1EV and the tips net. Go right ahead. This is KA6PDG.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you. K1EV. Was thinking the past few days, looking around at the sort of haphazard wiring job I've got with the various radios in the shack here, and thinking of ways to clean it up. And everybody, well, not everybody, seemed like maybe the way to go would be to Anderson power pole all my cables and pick up a distribution panel. And so I was just looking for any experience, advice, thoughts on something like that. Back to you. Yep, that's pretty much what it is, and make things a little more portable if I want to move them without having to unscrew the terminals and the stacked split lugs that I've got on all my power supplies.
All right, very good. Let's see what we got for ideas on that. And one of the ones that comes to my mind, and I don't do it because I'm not organized enough, but sometimes patch bay systems can be helpful, both for the RF and the AC and DC. Well, definitely the DC. Anyway, cleaning up the rat's nest in the shack and organizing the wires and making things a little bit detachable for when you have to grab a rig and run out of the house. Anybody want to respond to that? Your call signs, please, and then I'll go through the list. copy TWR, stand by. And who was the other station?
About that, W1SBC.
All right, very good. This is a great topic, actually. KC1, TWR, excuse my throat. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Question to Bill, when that comes back to him. At the brunch, was he the one who picked up the power pole, bag of power pole connectors? Secondly, I've been using the power poles for about a year now, and they have been making it very easy to move equipment, shuffle equipment around, and so forth. Myself, I've been purchasing mostly the prefabricated connectors, which they do have the adapters, the short adapters, they're like 6 inches. They go from the Molex for the different types of radios to the power pole. And there are a couple of different power pole voltage styles, not styles, but sizes, if you will. I went with 30 amp with pretty much all of mine just to be on the safe side. But anyhow, I do have the crimper and a spool of wire and a bunch of connectors. If you want to play around with it a little bit, I can certainly get that over to you. Back to KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
Topic and we can always do more on it on another net. That's outstanding. All right, this is the TIPS net, KA6PDG. I'm going to pause real quick, see if we have anybody who's been waiting to check in, and then we'll go into announcements and swaps. Any stations wishing to check into the TIPS net who've not already done so, your call signs, please. All right, let's go into the announcement section. Stations with items of interest to the amateur community about upcoming events or activities, meetings, holiday parties, anything at all of interest to the amateur community. If you have an announcement, please give me your call sign now.
K0JEB.
KC1TWR.
Alrighty, Josh, K0JEB, you're first, and then we'll go to Tim. Go ahead, Josh.
Thanks, Kevin. K0JEB. Not really an announcement, sort of speak, but I just wanted to put out there for anybody, I know there hasn't been a lot of people playing with Packet in the area, but if anyone's ever interested in getting into trying out Packet radio again, and you're looking for some information on the frequencies or the Packet stations local in the area, please feel free to look me up on QRZ. My email address on there is good, and I do have information I could share with anyone interested in Packet. KA6PDG, K0JEB.
TriCityArc.com website. The other thing I wanted to mention is that because of the way the holidays are falling this year, the Aries Region 4 South Net, which usually meets Monday nights at 8 p.m. on the Salem Repeater, will not be held this coming Monday or the following Monday, one being Christmas Eve, the other one being New Year's Eve. We will pick up again the following Monday, and so I just wanted to pass that along to everyone. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
TWR.
I do want to mention, Tom, WA2RYV has circulated an email that I can't remember who it was, I think it's Pelletier, had some tower sections, around 45 or 55, I think 4 or 5 sections that he's looking, they're already down, they're just sitting there on the ground and they're looking for a home for those. I guess they're trying to sell them, but on the same token, they also don't want them to end up in a scrapyard. So, and I believe there's also a beam antenna that's included and some other pieces. I don't remember the details, and I apologize. If anyone wants to contact me through either phone or through my address, my email on QRZ, or Tom directly, WE2RYV, for further details. Just putting it out there. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Stations wishing to check into the TIPS net before I close the net. We won't have time really to get into a topic with you, but we want to be a friendly net. If anybody wants to check in and at least get on the log, please come now with your call sign. Well, thanks everybody for sticking around. This has been a wonderful net. Lots of good discussion and items brought forth. And we're going to get out of here. Your net control next week will be somebody. So that's a good reason to check in right there to find out who the net control is. This has been a regular Wednesday night session of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TIPS Net. And we meet here on the W1DX repeater in Salem, Connecticut at 7 p.m. local time every Wednesday night. So we're going to return the repeater to normal amateur use with thanks to W1AN for the use of his repeater, those who upkeep the repeater facilities so that they're available for amateur use. And the next net will be after Christmas. So we'll probably have to put aside a few extra minutes for the swap section next week. We'll have a lot of gear that people will be wanting to get rid of or trade or whatever. at least if some Christmases it works that way. All right, let me stop babbling. 73 to all. This is KA6PDG closing the TIPS net for December 19th and thanking you all for putting up with me this evening. KA6PDG now clear. 73 all.